everybody. Welcome to the Oxford Quack, or Audio Quack. This is the audio adaptation to my blog, The Oxford Quack. I'm Mary, and I write true stories and little observations for fun and entertainment purposes only. So today I'm talking about dating, which is one of my favourite topics to write about because it's just, there's just so much to say, and it's humans at their most rawest form is when, you know, when love is involved. So today is more specifically about the ick culture, which I feel has been encouraged by the dating app, because we all of a sudden have an abundance of people we could potentially go on dates with. Obviously, it's not always easy to get them to meet you at an agreed location. Nevertheless, the app makes it really easy to find people, but it also makes it easier to dispose of people. I say dispose like we kill them, and we don't kill them, we just don't go out with them anymore. So also, if you're not listening to this on the blog post, you're listening to this on a podcast app, I encourage you to go on the blog post, and there you can vote if you like my dating app idea, which I talk about in this blog post. Some might find it absolutely terrifying, and others might see the benefits of it. But yes, up to you. Go and vote. Apart from that, I will let you go. Thank you again for listening. The blog got to 10,000 views last week, so that's great. So I just want to say thanks for continuing to listen or read. Yes. Okay. I hope you have a great week. Here it is. Dating, the quick flick of the ick. Last week, I read the novel The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. The book tells the story of a woman named Lauren and her magic attic that changes husbands. Whenever Lauren gets the ick, she can send the husband up the ladder to the attic and a new husband comes down. Kind of cool, huh? And it made me think that it's not a far cry from the dating app culture. Before technology and love collided, the dating pool was limited to whoever we stumbled across in life. But those days are gone. No longer are we restricted to the man we met in the office, the pub, or the disco, because on our phones we have a catalogue of men far and wide. Right, so let's see. We have a middle-aged Peloton enthusiast, a bearded barista, a sourdough baker, and an Etsy candlestick maker. Each one you can imagine a life with, and do so in a terrifying amount of detail. It's also a lot easier to go on a date now. You can set up a date as quickly as you can get an iPhone charger off Amazon Prime. You know, that's it if they want you to go on a date with them. One minute, you're scrolling through the catalogue. The next, you're on a date with Nathan, the lion expert, who has this safari tan and a lion impression that you find strangely arousing. Despite the access and ease of dating, my friends are still whining about the lack of men. Literally no men. Like, literally. That's my friend. Obviously, they are referring to the quality, not quantity. But what defines quality in this current dating climate? The apps have widened the pool so significantly that we have the luxury of giving the ick card when things are not quite perfect. I say that like in the way of, you know, when someone comes into a party and the music's too loud and they're like, can you just turn it down a little bit? If the ambitious, funny, 6'2", dark-haired man rollerbladed to your first date, you could replace him with another ambitious, funny, 6'2", dark-haired man who doesn't rollerblade to his dates. And the same goes for the flip side. So I once joked with a man that I'm everywhere in Clapham, which is a borough in southwest London. And a few months later, he texted me saying, I'm just in Clapham and you were right. You are everywhere. I just want to say that he's not Paddington Bear. He doesn't sound like that at all. And on the surface, that's what I am on the apps. Everywhere. A blonde avocado on toast munching 30-something year old. I'm not exactly reinventing the wheel here. And if that's your thing, except I gave you the ick, then I'm replaceable with another blonde avocado on toast munching 30-something year old. Sometimes it's a shallow ick that makes us throw each other away. Other times you just don't want to see each other naked. And that's fine. You can't spray a bottle of pheromones over each other after all. But maybe there is a risk that, like Lauren in The Husbands, we are too hasty to dispose of someone over little icks like rollerblading, knowing that you can kind of replace them with a flick of your finger. Now, get ready for this. Now, you thought you were listening to a blog piece, but actually you've been listening to a business pitch. And this brings me to my dating app idea, which I'm going to call Stuck or Unlock. I'm not sure yet. The name needs more work. So here's how it goes. Once you agree to go on a date, both of your accounts are locked. Think of the playground game Stuck in the Mud. Now, the only way to unlock or unstick your account is when your phones are in proximity on two separate occasions, forcing you to go on two dates. And before you start going like, that's not safe, and health and safety, and one's if he's crazy, or one's if she's like absolutely bonkers. That's fine. I thought about that. And I think there are ways you can unlock it. You can request, especially. And I think there should be like a time period, so it will like automatically unlock after like 3 weeks or something. I don't know. Still figuring it out. Anyway, the idea is that you'll be more meticulous before agreeing to the initial date, which saves us from treating each other like products off Amazon Prime. And the second date rule means that you're giving whatever it could be a good chance, because you never know, the man might have a reason why he rollerbladed that first date, and you may just change your mind about sending him up to the attic. Oh, you made it through another quack. Well done you. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to subscribe, just go on the blog post, theoxidquack.blog. And also, if you follow it on a podcast app, you will be getting an alert every Monday and Wednesday when I release an old blog and then a new blog. I think that's it. So I'm just going to let you go now. But thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.